means it's time to check sports with Mike Kazi. Good morning there, Mike. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I got a text from Mike last night. I didn't watch it at all, about the Major League Baseball home run hitting contest. And what were your observations, Mr. Kazi?
It was a joke. It was ridiculous. They tried to cheat to get somebody to win, and it didn't work. At one point last night, Guerrero's son was in against Jock Peterson from the Dodgers. And they were both tied after their initial round at 27. Then they have a one-minute hit-off. And Guerrero hit two home runs. Not one home run, I'm sorry. No, two. To get him to 29. So now it's 29-27. And then Peterson hits three home runs. He hits two home runs to go ahead of him. Three home runs, I'm sorry, to go ahead of him at 30. And then all of a sudden, no, ladies and gentlemen, the count was wrong. It's tied, 29-29. I said, what? I said, I know this is boring and I'm falling asleep, but I know he hit three home runs. I went back on my video, replayed it, counted them out, and he hit three home runs in the minute. I'm like, what the heck are these people doing? So at that point, I just turned it off because it's an insult to your intelligence. They said, no, he only hit two. So I went back and checked it again, and he hit three of them. I'm like, what are these clowns doing? And they're talking about it like it's a non-entity, like it didn't really happen. Ladies and gentlemen, we hit two. He hit two. Don't look at the three that he hit. He hit two, and let's go on with it. It's like Chicken Little with the sky falling. It's falling. I'm telling you, it's falling. It's not, but it is. So the chickens went on with the home run derby, and Pete Alonso won. Who cares? What a joke. I'm glad Pete Alonso won, though, because he beat Guerrero, who was their darling. I mean, he hit a lot of, did you ever see a field hockey ball?
Yep.
They're like a Super Bowl?
Yeah.
I guess they just sewed baseball stitching over them last night because that's what they were hitting. These balls were flying out of the stands at an altitude of like 9,000 feet, and then they would just drop down. It was a joke. It was what's another ball that you see do that, Marshall? It drives, it rises to a specific height, and then it just comes down. What other ball does that, Marshall?
Golf ball. Yeah.
There you go. Thank you very much. See, and I do know a little bit about golf.
And what's interesting is that we both said that we thought that Vlad Guerrero was going to get the nod because we both said that the other day.
He's a sweetheart. For whatever reason, he's a sweetheart of the league now.
Now,
and coinciding with that, Mr. Justin Verlander said yesterday that the baseballs are definitely juiced up this year.
That was the story I was going to go to. Not only did he say that the baseballs were juiced up this year, he said they've been juicing baseballs in the home run derby. They now know how to do it, meaning that during the home run derby, they've been practicing with these balls for the past couple of years, and they finally come upon with the secret. And one of the secrets that they've done, and pitchers,
you know, they lowered the seams
and they made the covering smoother. Pitchers have complained that the ball's slippery this year.
Well, the way you make it smoother is you make it tighter.
Yep.
And you make it tighter, it goes further.
And they've definitely done something on the inside of the baseball.
Who's to know then when you're using that juiced home run ball in games as well? That's why I'm saying baseball's, it's a joke now. And I'm glad Verlander said something, and I'm sure it's a matter of time until he gets fined for it.
It's so apparent. It just is so apparent. Anybody that knows anything
about it. Oh, yeah. I mean, you got second baseman hitting 25, 30 home runs.
Then you
look at last night with the way that these balls were coming out of the bazooka. It's an insult to people's intelligence, and all that is for the shock factor of these young fans that don't know any better, where exit velocity is a more important number than a strikeout to walk ratio or a strikeout to hit ratio for a batter, which is non-existent anymore. It's all it is about using a term that we've heard a few times, shock and awe. Ooh, look at that ball go. Yeah, okay, look at that ball go. I'd sooner see a 1-2 slider right on the corner striking somebody out than seeing a 500-foot home run, but that's just me.
All right. Now, remember how we were talking yesterday about the men and the women soccer players? over the past 4 years, 6 years, pardon me, last two World Cups, women's ratings have exceeded the men's ratings, and the amount of advertising dollars spent on covering those games, the women's soccer team has exceeded the men's soccer team.
Okay, but that's a stat taken in the United States, correct?
That was a stat taken by including World Cup coverage in the United States, and then separately, a separate one for the international coverage, which included Telemundo and a few other.
Okay, so now let's do the TV markets in Europe. Let's bring those into the equation and see how much more the men's game gets escalated over the women's game. Not local North American broadcasting networks. Let's go outside of it. That's like saying that more people watch the Super Bowl in the United States than in Europe. Well, why? Because it's an American game. Soccer's a European game. If you throw the men's soccer numbers for the World Cup or whatever other big tournaments they have into the equation from Europe, I would venture to guess that that number would drastically go up.
Yeah, but Europe doesn't pay the American teams. America does, so it should count on just American. I just think that when you look at the disparity, it's just too significant to. I mean, when an average a male soccer person gets $1 million for participating in the World Cup, and if you win the World Cup and you're a woman, you get $250,000. This is crazy. And if you're a man and you get and you lose in the World Cup and you're out, you still get paid per game. If you're a woman, you get no money per game. If you lose and you're out, no money.
Oh well.
But I'm just saying it's just.
Well, I can equate that to horse racing a little bit. They have an optional 12,005 claiming race for New Jersey breds running for $59,000. Well, in my opinion, those 12,000 claimers that a Jersey bred should be running for 20, but they give them 59. And guess what? If they gave them 20, they'd still run for 20, not 59. It is what it is. I mean, if I had my choice of watching women's soccer or reruns of Everybody Loves Raymond, guess who's winning? Everybody Loves Raymond, and I think there's a lot of people like that,
all right,
in my opinion.
Okay. Well, anything else in sports?
There was something else. I don't remember what it was I wanted to tell you. Oh, yeah. The Mets are going to screw up again.
How?
Guess which pitcher they're trying to move? Now, you know all five of those clowns. Which one are they trying to move?
Probably the best one.
Which is?
It's not, what's his name? The guy with the long hair. Right?
No.
Who is it?
They don't have long hair anymore. He's still got a little hair. They're trying to move Wheeler.
Wheeler?
Now, Wheeler is a pitching coach's dream because this guy gets two strikes on you in a blink of an eye, and then he can't get the third strike. Yeah. So what does that mean? That means Mr. Wheeler needs to get a third pitch,
Yeah. Whether
it be a changeup, an overhand breaking ball, or something that he can get these guys out when he gets two strikes. That's his weakness. Nope. He's the guy they're going to move. So if fantasy baseball fans, if you can still do that now, I don't know. I don't participate in it. But if Wheeler gets moved to any team that has a pitching coach that's not 89,000 years old from the Jurassic period and can teach a kid how to throw a slider or a good change or an overhand curve, Wheeler's going to become unbeatable. You could write that down in stone.
All right.
We'll the Mets are nuts.
I know.
They're out of their mind.
Here are the
absolutely
Mets.
Out of their mind.
There are the Mets. Meet the Mets. The song
God,
says it
I don't
all.
Know how a Met fan can be a Met fan. What was that line Michael Corleone said? Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
They pulled me back in. That's right.
the Mets. Just when you thought they couldn't do anything more stupid, they overdo it. Unbelievable.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens with them.
Yep. Right. Tonight's showcase, the All-Star game. I'll watch Verlander pitch, then I'll probably shut it off.
I'll be in bed. I'll be sleeping. Sorry.
That's I got a game tonight, but hopefully I'll get home in time to watch Verlander start, strike out about five guys, and then shut it off.
All right. Well, I'll check with you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care, Mike. Mike Cozzi with a check on sports this morning on Robin Hood Radio.